for a quick look at a number of hot topics in the world of golf this week. Let's go inside the ropes.
It's the PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment. We do it each and every week, discussing a handful of hot topics in the world of golf, and it's brought to you, as always, by PGA National Resort and Spa. Topic number one is the largest story in the world of golf over the last week, and perhaps the largest and biggest upset stories in the history, not only of golf, but of sports, right up there with 1980 USA hockey team and Buster Douglas in 89 over Mike Tyson. It is little-known Y.E. Yang, a South Korean golfer and the reigning Honda Classic champion, taking down Tiger Woods as the two men were paired in the final twosome of the day last Sunday, 1 week ago today, at Hazeltine National Golf Club in Minnesota for the 91st PGA Championship. It's the largest upset, in my opinion, in the history of golf. Y.E. Yang was able to shoot a 2-under par 70, while Tiger Woods could only muster a 3-over par 75. And Y.E. Yang ends up winning his first major championship tournament, his second career PGA Tour victory, which goes with his win at the Honda Classic 5 months ago at PGA National Resort and Spa. And Yang also becomes the first ever Asian-born male player to win a major championship on the PGA Tour. This is a groundbreaking event, make no mistake. Y.E. Yang defeating Tiger Woods is groundbreaking and earth-shattering on a number of levels. First of all, we talked about the ethnic level. There had never been an Asian-born player, an Asian-born male, that is, to win a major championship. This is huge because this now shows all the other Asian-born players that it's possible to win a major championship. I would expect many more wins to come over the next few years from Asian-born male players on the PGA Tour in major championships. We've been expecting it for years now from KJ Choi, who is actually, believe it or not, a neighbor, next-door neighbor of Y.E. Yang in Texas. They both live just a couple of doors down. Both of them South Korean players. We saw it happen about a decade ago on the LPGA Tour when Se-ri Park was able to break through for those two major victories in the late 90s. And then all the players that have come from not only South Korea but from other Asian countries that have come in her footsteps on the LPGA Tour. Well, Y.E. Yang, in my opinion, will become the Se-ri Park of the PGA Tour. So it's huge from a societal aspect where this, in my opinion, will now open the floodgates for male Asian players on the PGA Tour. But it's also huge in respect to Tiger Woods, because up until this point, Tiger Woods had been the one constant, the one player that had always delivered in crunch time, that had never wilted when the game was on the line until now. He had been 14 for 14 over his career in turning 54-hole leads in majors into victories on Sunday. But this is the first time that Tiger ever went to the final round of a major holding the 54-hole lead and not able to get it done. So this is groundbreaking on a number of aspects. Good job by Y.E. Yang. Kudos to Y.E. Yang. And believe it or not, the Player of the Year race is now down to two men. And they are the two men that were in the final pairing last Sunday in Minnesota. Tiger Woods, who has five victories on the year, including one World Golf Championship event, as well as the Buick Open, and then the Arnold Palmer, the Jack Nicklaus Memorial, and his own tournament, the AT&T National in D.C. Those are Tiger's five victories on the year. No majors for him, which, of course, for Tiger is a disappointment. As we know, Tiger, it's all about majors for him as he tries to catch Jack Nicklaus's 18 major victories, which is the gold standard on the PGA Tour. But the other Player of the Year candidate now is Y.E. Yang. Y.E. Yang is the only player this year on the PGA Tour that was able to win a major championship and also another victory. Lucas Glover and Stewart Cink and Angel Cabrera, their only victories on the year, their single one victory on the year, are their major championship wins this year. Not so for Yang. He also won, as I mentioned, about 5 or 6 months ago at PGA National Resort and Spa in the 2009 Honda Classic. So Yang and those are your two finalists for Player of the Year honors, unless perhaps one of the major champions, Glover or Cink or Cabrera, is able to knock off Woods and win the FedEx Cup championship. And I don't expect that to happen. I think Woods will end up winning his second FedEx Cup championship in this, the third year of the FedEx Cup playoffs. So that is topic number one, a huge victory by Y.E. Yang last Sunday in Minnesota over Tiger Woods, who had up until that point had been perfect, 14 out of 14 in converting 54-hole leads and majors into victories. Topic number two is the fallout from what we saw last Sunday in Minnesota. First of all, in regards to TV ratings, CBS's PGA Championship ratings were soaring. Tiger Woods couldn't hang on to his lead on Sunday at the PGA Championship, but he did hang around long enough to keep television viewers interested. CBS final round coverage earned a 7.5 overnight rating last Sunday. That is up 150% from last year's rating of the PGA Championship. Sunday's final round was the highest rated final round of the PGA Championship since the last time Tiger was pushed in the PGA. Coincidentally, the last time that Tiger went to a playoff. Now, this wasn't a playoff. Yang won it in regulation, but the 2002 PGA Championship was an 8.0 rating. Actually, that was the PGA Championship that Rich Beem won. So the 02 PGA Championship, I was thinking it was the 2000 PGA Championship, Woods in the playoff against Bob May at Valhalla. But the 02 PGA was the last time the PGA was held at Hazeltine National Golf Club in Minnesota. There, Rich Beem won by one stroke over Tiger Woods. So this is interesting. The two highest ratings we're seeing from the PGA Championship over the last decade have been in situations where Tiger was in the mix, in the final pairing on a Sunday, but was not the winner. Rich Beem beat him 7 years ago in 2002, and Y.E. Yang beat him last week in the 2009 version. Those are the two highest-rated PGA championships over the last decade. Saturday's coverage, by the way, last Saturday's coverage of the PGA pulled in a 4.9 rating, and get this, that was a 400% increase from last year's 2008 PGA championship. So the ratings were huge for Tiger Woods versus Y.E. Yang last week at the 91st PGA Championship in Minnesota. Now, here's the other topic. Coming out of the upset last Sunday from Yang over Woods, there was an Irish bookmaker that actually started paying out bets on Tiger to win before the final putt dropped last Sunday and Yang actually defeated Woods. There are certain principles I think bookmakers would know, most notably to wait for an event to finish before paying out bets. Yet thinking Tiger Woods' victory at the PGA was all but a sure thing, and as I mentioned, he was 14 for 14 at majors when holding the 54-hole lead, Ireland's biggest bookmaker, Paddy Power, started making out early payments. In fact, they paid out over $2 million in early payments on Tiger Woods' bets to win before Y.E. Yang knocked off Woods in the final round at Hazeltine. The firm said its willingness to pay before an event's completion attracts more bettors. Well, of course, it would. Bettors know that they have a chance to be paid for a bet that is not actually a winning bet. Paddy Power says it's willing to pay bets to people who don't actually win. I don't get that. I don't understand how, as a bookmaker, you're willing to pay out bets for bets that don't actually win. To me, that doesn't seem to make any sense, but hey, apparently, Paddy Power makes a lot of money and gets a lot of bets because of that. So perhaps it's what we call a loss leader. It's they take a loss, but in the end, they end up making profit because they attract so many more bettors in the long run. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, as we broadcast live this morning from the Hope Sound Golf Club for the Palm Beach County Golf Association Honda Classic Parent-Child Tournament. And the third and final topic today in Inside the Ropes is Tiger Woods, who on Friday announced that he will tee it up in next week's first tournament in the FedEx Cup playoffs, the Barclays at Liberty National Golf Club in Jersey City. And Tiger has also said that he intends to play in all four FedEx Cup playoff events for the first time in the three-year history of the FedEx Cup playoffs. Of course, Tiger didn't play last year in the 2008 version of the FedEx Cup playoffs, and 2 years ago in 07, he skipped next week's event, the Barclays. But Tiger has said he will play in the Barclays as well as next week's Deutsche Bank Championship in Boston, followed by the BMW Championship at Cog Hill in 2 weeks at Chicago. And here's the reason he's playing in all four, because after Chicago, there will be a week off. And then the fourth and final FedEx Cup playoff event will take place at East Lake Golf Club in Atlanta, the final weekend of September, September 24th through the 27th. So that is huge news for the PGA Tour. Tiger Woods will be teeing it up in all four FedEx Cup playoff events start next week's Barclays at Liberty National Golf Club, which is right across the river from the Statue of Liberty in Jersey City, New Jersey. And that was another award-winning edition, a solo award-winning edition, as I'm without my esteemed co-host, Pat Rooney Jr., of the PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment. We do it each and every week, discussing a handful of hot topics in the world of golf, and it's brought to you, as always, by PGA National Resort and Spa.